This is KUNM. I'm Chris Boros. Over two decades ago, toxic dry cleaning chemicals seeped into the groundwater from a chemical distribution company's warehouse near downtown Albuquerque. Today, the plume spreads from Lawn Dry Supply Company about a mile and a half eastward towards I-25. After a long investigation, the New Mexico Environment Department is poised to move forward with the full-scale cleanup of the chemical plume. Public Health New Mexico's Ed Williams reports.
The Lawn Dry groundwater plume is made up mostly of TCE, a solvent which is extremely toxic to humans and can cause cancer and birth defects. It's in a shallow aquifer about 35 feet below the surface, and in at least one case, the chemical has evaporated into gas and infiltrated a commercial building. So when the State Environment Department held a meeting last month to present their long-awaited cleanup plan to the public, there was some tension in the room.
It hasn't been clear how significant the risk to health is.
I mean, I'm just now learning about this. And it really bums me out, too, because I've worked in this area.
You guys all wanted to sell your homes and move. Would you move into the plume area with confidence?
They've had plenty of time to clean it up, like almost 20 years. And nothing's happened.
The response from those spearheading the cleanup effort was emphatic. The plume has been there a long time. It's potentially dangerous, but it can be cleaned up. Jay Snyder is an environmental contractor hired by Lawn Dry to run the cleanup.
We're both going to stop the plume and we're going to destroy the plume.
In a nutshell, the plan is to build up what's called a soil vapor extraction system, basically a big underground vacuum to suck up the poisonous vapors from the plume. Workers will then inject the soil with a special chemical that traps the plume in place to keep it from migrating. And over about 10 years, Snyder says, the chemicals underground should naturally degrade until the groundwater is safe again. In the meantime, the state engineer will prohibit any new water wells in the area. And the state says it's a solid plan, but getting to this point has been a long, complicated process.
It takes a really long time to characterize a groundwater plume. You have to drill wells.
Michelle Hunter is the Groundwater Bureau Chief for NMED. She says it took years to figure out where the pollution was coming from, and years after that to come to an agreement on a cleanup plan with Lawn Dry Supply Company.
It seems like it's been a long time with respect to the Lawn Dry plume, but in reality, it's very common for these kinds of investigations to take many years.
Even still, the fact that it's taken so long to clean up the chemicals has touched a raw nerve for some residents in the area. And it's also led to a lot of uncertainty.
We're only two blocks from this laundromat. And they say we're not going to be affected. And I don't think that's the case.
That's Adon Cariaga, who came to the meeting to learn more about the plume.
And I know in our block, just in a block and a half, we've had a bomb. I think one time we counted 14 or 15 people who have died from cancer.
Any questions about what possible past exposures to the chemicals from the Lawn Dry plume have meant for public health will have to remain unanswered for now. There's been no epidemiological study in the neighborhood, though Michelle Hunter said she would ask her colleagues at the Department of Health about getting one underway. As it stands, the Environment Department says the plume does not seem to be posing any immediate health risk for people, but they'd like to do more testing. They knocked on doors, sent out mailers, and posted information in the paper, but only three people in the area agreed to have their homes tested. None of those homes showed dangerous levels of chemicals, and no city drinking water wells have been affected.
If we are not drinking water, do we really have anything physically to worry about?
Nothing to worry about, the state says, as long as they can follow through with their plan to clean the plume up. And the cleanup comes as the state is grappling with a budget crisis. But NMED's Groundwater Bureau has escaped budget cuts and has even hired additional scientists onto the team. NMED says now that this cleanup is underway, it'll be turning its focus to other similar sites around the state. For KUNM, I'm Ed Williams.
The New Mexico Environment Department will finalize its cleanup plan in a few months after it's reviewed public comments. KUNM's Public Health New Mexico project is funded by the W.K. Kellogg Foundation and the McCune Charitable Foundation. Find out more online at publichealthnm.org.